Queensland COVID outbreak is starting to spark some panic. Today, the state recorded 16 new locally acquired cases, with the majority of them being students and teachers from schools. Throughout the pandemic, younger people and children have struggled to access the vaccines, but this might be about to change, with modellers now considering if they should prioritise vaccination for vulnerable children as well as HSC students. Andrew Herlinger has more.
It was another day in overdrive for Queensland health officials, with Deputy Premier Stephen Miles delivering more bad news for a state that was supposed to end their three-day lockdown sometime today.
I can advise that there are 16 new locally acquired cases, all that are linked to the Indooroopilly Delta cluster. One new case is linked to Indooroopilly State High School, 4 cases linked to Brisbane Grammar School, 2 new cases linked to Girls Grammar, that's a student and a teacher, 3 new cases linked to Ironside State School, 5 new cases are household or family contacts of already confirmed cases, and 1 the neighbour of a known case.
The new outbreak is now at 47 cases, with all cases linked to the Indooroopilly State High School cluster that was announced a few days ago. There was also breaking news later today that a positive COVID case in Cairns was being investigated to determine whether it is an active or historical case. The Far North scare comes as a major concern, with Chief Health Officer Dr. Jeanette Young admitting that the department are still unsure on the origins of this new outbreak. But that is not the only interesting story breaking out with this spread. Another area which is catching the attention of health experts is the rise of cases among children and young people. Out of the 16 cases today, 9 of them are students connected to 4 different schools. Dr. James Best is a GP from Nowra. He says that there is further evidence from Sydney's cases showing that the Delta variant is resulting in more transmission among children.
Well, the first thing to say about Delta is the main change with the Delta variant and possibly with future variants to come is the RO factor, the number of people that a single individual with COVID can pass COVID onto. And for the Delta variant, that's really high. It's a lot higher than the previous variants. And that's the main change. It's a lot more contagious. So as to whether it's particularly more contagious to children versus adults, I don't think that data's in yet. But also we have been seeing, certainly overseas, in where there's much more COVID in the community, we know that children do get COVID quite a lot.
Dr. James Best has played a major role in expanding health services to technology and has been able to continue treating his patients while self-isolating. One of his main concerns, though, is that there is still not enough data about whether children can be asymptomatic with COVID.
So in order to figure out how many children are getting COVID is a little bit more trickier than adults. And also are the implications of getting COVID for children are quite different to adults and particularly the elderly. So that shift from our concerns about the elderly and maybe even adults and now we're talking more about children, it's probably mainly been driven by the new Delta variant being so contagious, but also the fact that we have got significant numbers of elderly vaccinated now, particularly in aged care facilities, which we really needed to do. So the shift of who's getting COVID and who's presenting with COVID and who's being diagnosed with COVID, that's shifting down just because less people are vaccinated the younger you go.
There is some modelling being done by the government. One of the big questions being considered is where young people stand in the list of prioritising vaccines, especially when the supply has started to grow. Catherine Bennett is the Chair of Epidemiology at Deakin University, and she went through some of the ideas being raised by the reports.
But at this stage, the modellers have actually said that if you can protect the parents from getting the virus through vaccination, then the kids are less likely to become infected. And therefore, you can achieve control of the virus in the population by reducing the chances of kids becoming infected rather than worrying about having to vaccinate them themselves. So as I said, that might change down the track. Even just a disruption to schools when you do get the virus in a school can be a real challenge, particularly as you get to your final years. As you say, you're doing your exams. The last thing you want is to be chopping and changing between home isolation versus, you know, in classroom versus studying online.
Even with this new modelling, the government's main focus is to prevent deaths and hospitalisations. Hence, from next week, vulnerable 12 to 15-year-olds will be eligible for Pfizer in what is a move designed to protect them. And so, with the vaccine rollout target of 80% by Christmas now set, it seems that the main goal will be to vaccinate the vulnerable and all adults as soon as possible. Catherine Bennett again.
The vulnerable people are the priority, first priority. So whether it's the child themselves or someone in their circle, then that's absolutely what we need to look at.
Catherine Bennett, the Chair of Epidemiology at Deakin University, ending that report by Andrew Hellinger.